Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. We are talking today out of Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 19. We've been hanging out there this week. I want to read that to you. If you got your Bible, join us along. It says, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection. And take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. And do things in such a way that everyone can see that you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. And I've been sharing this week about 10 things I'd like you to know this week. I think that all of us, as you hear those 10 verses, just think, wow, I want to really love people. I want to hold on tightly to what's good. I don't want to be lazy. I want to serve the Lord enthusiastically. I want to just rejoice in the confident hope that we have in Jesus. I want to be patient in trouble, and I want to keep on praying. I want to be consistent in my prayer life, as it talks about in Romans chapter 12, verse 12. And we talked about earlier this week about maybe that's a verse, Romans 12, 12, that you write on a post-it note and stick it in places that you can see it throughout your day, starting with your bathroom mirror, maybe in the morning. But just rejoice in our confident hope, be patient in trouble, and keep on praying. Just three simple things in one verse that I think would really just bring a lot of peace, a lot of joy, and love to others in your heart if we just read that verse so often throughout the day and focused on that. Talked about being generous, about blessing those who persecute you. That takes your faith to a whole nother level, doesn't it? When it says the verse 14 of Romans chapter 12, bless those who persecute you and don't curse them, don't gossip about them, but pray that God will bless them. And then about being happy with those who are happy and weeping with those who weep. If we're honest, it's easier to weep with those who weep, those who are going through tough times. And what I mean that is because we've all been through those, but it's really hard sometimes in our flesh, especially to rejoice with those, especially when they get something that we want, whether it's a person that's trying to, you're trying to get pregnant with your spouse and unfortunately you're having problems conceiving. And then one of your good friends on their first try, they start and first month they're pregnant. Or you get passed over for a job promotion. Your child doesn't make the all-star team. And yet, that's when your faith goes to a whole nother level and we can rejoice with those who rejoice, even when it's something that we really desired. And then it talks about pride in verse 16, about living with harmony in each other and not to be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people and to not think that you know it all. And if you want to see a person's heart, look how they treat those people who cannot do anything for them, or how they treat people that work at restaurants, people that serve, waiters and waitresses. You can really tell a lot about a person's heart, what's deep inside of how they treat people at restaurants, waiters and waitresses, and really want to encourage you about that and remind you, if you go out to lunch on Sundays, to be really just generous with the financial blessings of the tips and just your words, your actions, because waiters and waitresses are watching and they know, and more is caught than taught. But as we wrap up these 10 things that you need to know, I want to focus on these last three verses in Romans chapter 12, 17 through 19. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you are honorable. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. And if you've been listening Monday and Tuesday, you've heard me read through all these scriptures, but I think that if we're honest, 17 and 19, I'm actually going to combine them and leave 18 kind of standalone here by itself. But I think that it's just hard in our flesh, our human nature. When somebody hurts us, we want to get them back, don't we? I mean, let's be honest, we do. But the Bible tells us, you know, never pay back evil with more evil. Do such things in a way that everyone can see you're honorable. And then, of course, we want to get that revenge thing in verse 19. And yet it says, you know, one translation I also read says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And so, friends, we have to trust God that he will make things right. And sometimes he does it immediately or he does do it down the road. But I've also had to learn sometimes there's just evil on this earth, and there's just some things this side of heaven that I'm not going to understand. And sometimes it's extremely painful, and it hurts, and you wonder why those people get away with it. Now, a lot of times people are caught, and what's been done in the darkness is brought to light, but sometimes it's not. And sometimes as you think back, maybe it's grace that you've needed extended in your life and you've had it extended when you didn't deserve it, okay? You've gotten mercy, you've gotten grace, and, you know, maybe these people have gotten it too. I mean, you don't know, and as I've shared on this program numerous times over the past 3.5 years, after being in ministry now for almost 20 years, both full-time and bivocationally, everybody's dealing with something. But I really want to encourage you, you're never more like Jesus when you do not try to pay back evil with evil or try to get revenge. And that's hard. I mean, you can remember when David and Saul, and David had a chance to kill King Saul because he and his guys, they were looking for David, and they stopped, and he went to the bathroom in a cave. So he's obviously in a very vulnerable position. And yet David did not do it, even though the guys that were with him were like, you know, here's your chance, kill him. But he knew that that was not the, quote, God-honoring thing to do. But he did cut just a little piece of his robe off, and then later he did see Saul, and he just said, hey, you know, there was a chance where recently I could have killed you, and showed him a piece of his robe that he had cut off, but I didn't do that, so you can trust me. And you know, as you reflect on your life, I want to ask you right now, as you're looking, is there a situation where you could have a chance to get revenge on somebody, but you choose not to do that? You choose to take the high road and be God-honoring, even though your flesh just wants to destroy them. And I will say this, you know, maybe a lot of times you're like, well, Greg, I don't want to, like, physically kill somebody, you know. But, friends, a lot of us as followers of Jesus, one of the things that we do is we destroy people, and we do that with our words, with our mouth. Let's call it what it is, gossip. And one of the things God's really been convicting me and challenging me and showing me, and I'm thankful, even though I can be a slow learner sometimes, one of the things I've really tried to apply in my life over the last decade is just to, you know what, just because you know something about something, when somebody says something, you don't need to say anything about it, okay? And maybe if it's not gossip, but it's just information that's not encouraging, or, you know, wouldn't be anything that would be flattering or that you had once said about you. And so you just don't do it, and you just stay silent, and maybe even try to change the subject. And, you know, there's been times where things have happened to people's lives, and I've had people call me and say, hey, do you know what happened with so-and-so? I heard, you know, they were going through a divorce or they lost their job. And, you know, and I haven't known, and my flesh has wanted to make a phone call or text and I could find out. But I've just learned that, you know what, I don't do that. And I had a friend that lost job a few years ago, and you know, I didn't know what happened, but it was kind of a unique kind of situation. And, you know, I waited a little bit, and then after a couple of weeks, I just sent them a text and just said, hey, you know, Just love to grab a copy with you during this transition. If you need somebody to listen, just want to let you know I've been through transitions in my life, and if I can do anything to help you, let me know. And this person responded back, you know, they really, really appreciate it. And still to this day, I don't know exactly what happened, and I don't need to know, and you don't need to know. And so that is part of the, I think, about not paying back evil with evil or taking revenge. And I may be taking a little bit out of context, but I just feel like the Holy Spirit wants me to say that today, that as followers of Jesus, we just got to do a better job with our mouth and not gossip about people, especially if it's people maybe that have hurt us or disappointing us. And, you know, that's really, really easy to do. But if you want to grow and you really want to honor God, I want to encourage you to really ask the Holy Spirit to show you about your mouth and the words you speak and the things you text and emails and things on social media that you type out. It's easy to type out something and hit send. And just to really, really ask the Holy Spirit to help you with that and show you that. And I think the reason God mentioned that twice there, verse 17, and then goes back in verse 19 and brings it up again about paying back people, is because he knew he would struggle with it. That's why I love reading the Bible. It's not just a boring book. It's God's love letter. It's God's life manual for us, how he pursues a relationship with us from Genesis to Revelation and how we can apply things in our life. And, you know, it's just a better way to live when we start applying things like in this, just these 10 verses in Romans chapter 12. I hope that maybe you'll just read these 10 verses each day this week. Maybe read them in the morning for your quiet time. First thing when you have your cup of coffee or water or Diet Coke or orange juice or milk, whatever it is that you like to drink, hot tea in the morning, before you look at social media, turn on the news and just spend some time with Jesus. Everybody's got 3-4 minutes. I encourage you to take 5 to 10 minimum, but and read these 10 verses and ask the Lord to speak to you. I want to close this out, and it's the 10 things you need to know. In verse 18 in chapter 12, it says, do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. And, you know, we need a lot more peacemakers in our world, don't we? And it doesn't mean that you're weak just because you like to keep things peaceful. This doesn't mean that you ignore something that it's illegal or something that's wrong, okay? Now, please don't misunderstand me, okay? Yeah, we got to call evil, what's wrong. But blessed are the peacemakers, it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. And man, I want to be called a child of God. And when you're a peacemaker, you do that. And, you know, a peacemaker is someone who reconciles people with God and with one another. And peacemaking requires taking the initiative, sometimes to get involved with conflicts, but with the intention of building bridges between the parties that are at odds. And, you know, sometimes to be able to get reconciliation, to get peace in a situation, it involves give and take. And I want to ask you, you know, what is it in your life, a situation that maybe you need to give a little bit on, okay, so that there can be healing, there can be peace. And I want to remind you that Jesus, you know, was predicted in Isaiah, and it says that he would be called the Prince of Peace. And Isaiah, a wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. So I want to encourage you today to be a peacemaker, because blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Well, I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. We're out of time today. My name's Greg Horn. This is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
Do you have goals and ideas, but life always seems to get in the way? Do you need to hit a reset for this year? Hi, I'm Twyla Brown, and on May 22nd, I'll be in Lexington hosting a workshop called Cue the Confetti, Preparing to Celebrate Your Best Life. I'll help you define what matters most in your world so that you can create a life that points you towards your goals while protecting your priorities. In this workshop, you'll learn how to create a vision board and strategically plan your week, month, and year like a business. To find out more information, visit online at twylabrown.com. That's twylabrown.com. I can't wait to meet you.